Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. All the geek, and I still don't feel quite fine.
No, you don't, man. It's
not
like,
quite yet.
It's like pestilence cast up
I'm
in here.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm doing this broadcast from within a biohazard suit right now. You guys can't see it, but it's there.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
I thought you were a spaceman.
I know the color is a little weird, too. It's all that was left on the rack. So.
Well, that's what you get when you deal with the vicar.
So I hear you think I burned down my church.
Oh, well, you're really after that plague, aren't you?
I know.
I am holding in there, but I am Billy Flynn.
What did they call me, Dr. Love?
No. I said, somebody call me Dr. Love.
Call me a doctor, for the love of God.
Oh, please. Oh, well. This date, April 14th in 1611, the word telescope was first used by Prince Federico Sisi. I used the word orb crotch for the first time yesterday, and nobody paid attention.
You don't know that. They could be on Wikipedia. You didn't look it up.
I hope so.
1865, Abraham Lincoln shot. Oh, wait, that's not good news.
No.
Lincoln was shot in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. In 1912, maybe this will be better news. The British passenger liner RMS Titanic hits an iceberg.
Oh,
crap.
Well, it doesn't sink till tomorrow, so there's still hope today.
Wow.
This date in 1903, Dr. Harry Plotz discovers a vaccine against typhoid.
Yes!
There you go.
Now we're kicking.
This date in 1948, a flash of light was observed in the crater Plato on the moon, which means Dr. Manhattan was up there snapping pictures.
Oh, okay, I see.
And on this date in 1974, sir, the, as they call it, cult game Dungeons & Dragons was invented.
I've heard of that.
It was marketed by some little company called Tisser.
I've heard of that.
I don't know what the Tisser is.
I know. Brad Garrett's birthday is today.
Oh,
he was born in 1960.
Everybody loves Raymond.
He has a deep voice.
Yes, he does.
1968, Anthony Michael Effin Hall.
Yes, baby.
Damn right.
Just
Farmer Ted's birthday.
That's what it is. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 32. She is Buffy Summers and always will be, no matter what else she does.
How you doing?
Adrian Brody is 36. He's been in tons of stuff.
Brody man.
Brody. And John Shea is 60 years old. That's Lex Luthor from Lois and Clark.
Ah,
The Adventures of Superman. Okay. One of our other Lex Luthors that decided he was not going to be bald. Ever.
Oh, no, ever.
Ever.
Oh, well. What do you do?
We watch TV.
How about some television, kids? ABC, you got back-to-back brand new episodes, Billy.
Yeah?
According to Jim.
Thank you, God!
Hell yes. You may be sick, it may be raining, but there's Jim on TV.
Yes!
How about Biggest Loser? You follow that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, well, NBC, you
it's
got brand new...
It's the Temptation Challenge tonight, though.
Brand new Biggest
gonna,
Loser. Oh!
They're gonna sing and dance, talk about my girl. My snacks! Talking? Okay. Reruns of NCIS and The Mentalist. A new episode of Without a Trace, though.
Okay, how about over on Fox, you get American Idol Live.
American Idol!
Followed by a brand new episode of Fringe, baby.
Scientific
it's back.
Scientific animal engineering going on Fringe.
Ooh, that sounds nasty.
Over on CW, on Reaper, Sam tries to get Andy back, and there's a new 90210.
Okay, how
can't
about on Animal Planet, I like this, an episode of I Shouldn't Be Alive.
Yeah?
And it's called Trapped. Under a boulder!
I've got the same thing.
Nice.
That's outstanding.
Nice.
American movie classics, The Man from Snowy River. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's got its moments.
It's okay. Right. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Biography Channel, you've got a biography of Adam Sandler and a biography of Will Smith.
Ooh, hey.
Oh, well, yeah. All right. Back to back. Back to back, baby.
Tonight on FX, they're showing snakes.
On a plane! How about Encore Channel with Say Anything? Hold up that boombox, baby!
Yes, indeed. History Channel, Modern Marvels. Tonight they look at containers.
Just all of them.
Yes. You ever seen The Container Store?
Yes.
There's a place called
The Container Store.
The girl I was dating at the time, I thought it was a joke. It's like, oh yeah, you can go with us. My family stuff are going to The Container Store. I'm like, okay. And oh my God, it's called The Container Store.
Go and ask the help. What do you sell here?
Oh, that would
be fun. Star's got some Coyote Ugly on tonight.
Ooh,
TCM Turner Classic Movie showing Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I just don't like that movie.
I don't either, but,
okay,
you know.
I figured you'd be all about that. Sci-Fi Channel, yes, I'm saying you're racist.
I am right.
Sci-Fi Channel, WCG Ultimate Gamer tonight at Sink or Swim.
Oh.
So apparently there's death that's going to occur tonight.
I love those episodes.
You got to like that. Let's see, FMC is showing Brubaker. That's the one where, what's his face?
Ed Brubaker?
No, God damn it, I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care.
Butch and Sundance. Robert Redford, thank you. Thank you.
Staring at you like a dog.
I know, man. He goes into a prison, but he pretends to be an inmate, but he's actually the new warden, so it's crazy.
Where is your dog?
I have no idea.
Dog is always right
there.
I
don't care, man.
Like furniture.
If I'm watching anything tonight, though, sir, it is going to be on that there a Lifetime television.
For women.
because a jealous ex-lover threatens the budding relationship between an executive and a single father.
Oh, no.
Tonight, Rebecca Budick and Lachlan Monroe star in The Perfect Child.
I love Rebecca Budick.
You got mail.
Yeah.
All right, hook me up, because I ain't had computer access since, like, yesterday morning, so
you left your charger.
I'm behind the times,
You're a
man.
silly man.
I know.
Dear guys, I am glad the two most important internet celebs are back together to do the best dang show there is in the world,
and that is
Geek Radio Daily.
Right.
Now we just need the vicar to do a weekly, and it will be just like old times. On the part about Dragon Ball, wrapping up fights, I agree with you, Mr. Flynn. It took 20 episodes to do the Frieza-Goku fight. So until Mr. Flynn and Vicar can defeat Frieza in one episode or movie, make mine GRD. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham. Aww.
Did you guys tape a weekly show, a weekly last night? I knew you were planning to, but you sounded like ass. I didn't think you'd do it.
No, of course we did.
Okay.
We have what's called dedication, I believe.
Oh, damn, dude. That's just cold.
It was episode 42.
That
would be the Douglas Adams. We talked about the Douglas Adams there.
Aww. I read those, although I read them in high school.
We just sat there, just like his fanboys, just go, oh, he's so great. Isn't he great? Yeah, he's great. Because we all think he's great.
I don't remember much of that crap.
Oh,
I read
shame
it,
on you.
You know, when I was a teenager, but...
Well, hey, why don't you write in and tell the vicar what he's been missing out
all
on?
Right.
You can do that by sending a message to either podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Word.
Tuesday means new DVDs, and of course, a look at your geek news coming up this Tuesday, April 14th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
War they wanted, and war they got, but they whooped it in the heat where my oats got hot when I...
This fall, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at SethHarwood.com, brings you the story of Junius Pons as a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of. He's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings Young Junius to SethHarwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at your raking odds
of poker hands. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but to actually get a royal flush, that's a 1 in 649,739 odds right there. Never tell me the odds.
Well, I got Deadlands tonight, you see, and there's poker involved. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Up.
I would kill you, man.
Brushing
I would kill
up.
Everybody.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but we know that you do. And you wait for these Tuesdays because... Here's a chance for you to add to that collection.
How
of yours.
Else are you going to know what's coming out if you don't listen to us?
Because look, today, The Reader.
The Reader. You got Kate Winslet
naked
as a jaybird.
A lot. And apparently playing a teacher as she has sex with an underage boy.
This is what I understand. There's other stuff about, like, I don't know,
Nazis or something. She's
but,
a Nazi.
Doesn't matter. I don't plan on watching it with the volume up.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
I'm with you. I see that.
Sir. Right. And I'll have my hand on the remote to fast forward. It'll
I'm
be my
sure
left
you
hand.
Will. Well.
Because,
yeah.
Well, all right. You also got Wings, the final season, which means Wings is fully now represented on DVD.
That means they can come out with one shaped like, you know, the airplane with all of them.
Well, they do have the complete series available today,
Wow,
but I don't think it comes in an aeroplane.
Well, wait 6 months and then they'll do it again.
Yeah, you're right.
The Spirit's out today. Excuse me. Frank Miller's I'm the Goddamn Spirit is out today.
Yeah, what about this? Are you going to rent this?
Probably.
Or Netflix this?
I'm going to have to watch
it
because,
I
if you heard last night's Weekly Show, you'll learn that I absolutely fell in love with Speed Racer, and that movie was completely bashed,
yeah.
So I've got to give this one a try.
It is a comic book movie, you know?
Exactly.
It's Frank Miller. You got to give him some props, so yeah, I'll have to watch that.
Exo Squad Season 1. Remember all the good times you had watching the Exo Squad cartoons?
Oh, I love
cartoons?
The Exo Squad. How about WWE Greatest Wrestling Stars of the 90s?
Oh!
Seriously, some of our listeners are going to like that.
That's
so
true.
You guys will enjoy that.
Malcolm and Eddie Season 1. Malcolm Jamal Warner's other show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I think Eddie Griffin was in it.
Oh, that's pretty funny. No, I don't remember.
If he was, that's funny. If not,
otherwise you don't care.
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I just remember going, "Oh, look, Theo's in a new show," and that's my extent
except
of Malcolm
for my
and
porn.
Eddie.
Except for my porn, that's it. I really lousy list.
Donkey Punch is out today.
Yeah.
This is an independent film, which is apparently not that good, although some critics are raving about it. In which some people accidentally kill a girl while giving her a donkey punch, and then run around screaming, "I can't believe I killed her, giving her a donkey punch."
Wow.
So. So there you go. I've just saved you a lot of time with
it's
the movie.
It's out today. Yeah, now you know the spoilers. Spoiler alert. People.
Oh, yeah. Donkey Punch is involved.
Yeah.
There's still no Parker Lewis, but today, a brilliant African-American scientist transforms a black militant into a superhuman hero with incredible strength and fantastic mental abilities after moving into an affluent white neighborhood and becoming the victim of racism.
Oh, God, is Hooper X finally out?
No, it's actually a movie they're calling In Your Face, but that's the DVD title. Today, sir, you can see Toblar Mayo is Abar, the first black Superman. That's the real name of the
wow.
movie.
Wow. Well, my Ron Jeremy's Pornorama cannot hold a candle to that, sir.
I think Ron Jeremy can hold pretty much anything he wanted to,
yeah, well,
if you know what
to.
I mean.
That's
and I
to.
Think you do.
I think you
I'm
do.
I'm not wearing any
hey.
Pants.
How you doing?
Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
It's what we have.
Electronic Arts contacted game writers around the country asking them to return the brass knuckles that they were sent as part of a promotion for Godfather 2. The representative that contacted this one gentleman who wrote this article said he wanted to make sure the brass knuckles were properly disposed of. He declined to comment any further. Contacted by email on Friday, an Electronic Arts spokesperson verified the company is asking that all of the brass knuckles shipped out to be returned. Brass knuckles or metallic knuckles are illegal in many of the states that they were shipped to. They're illegal in California, where EA is based. In Colorado, possessing an illegal weapon is a Class 1 misdemeanor. Anything like a excuse me. A
oh
knife,
my goodness gracious!
I know, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, EA did not respond.
Okay, that's fine. I'm vamping.
Did not respond to emails seeking comment about the legality of the items. Apparently, just shipping them is also against the law. So there you go. Good job, EA.
Wow. All
wow.
right.
Sorry
go
it took so long.
EA.
Woo.
Wow. Take the leave the brass knuckles. Take the cannoli.
I got brass knuckles in my pocket.
DarkHorizon.com. William Hurt has joined the cast of Ridley Scott's upcoming Robin Hood project.
Thank you.
This looks neat to me. Hurt plays William Marshall, Earl of Pembroke, a historical figure. They are going historically based with this. Marshall was a servant of the Plantagenet Kings, one of the best jousters of the era. Russell Crowe, Cate Blanchett, Vanessa Redgrave already in the film, which has just begun shooting in the UK. I like this. This sounds good.
Very nice. Well, I know you can finally be happy, sir, because Tara Reid is coming back.
Yes.
Tara Reid's been gone far too long.
We're bringing her back.
Yeah, in fact, she's coming back in the seventh American Pie movie.
Oh, dear God, seriously?
American Pie presents Book of Love, in which she will reprise her role as Vicky that she played in the first two movies.
Yeah.
She's on the comeback trail, they say, after spending the beginning of the year in rehab. Okay, that's what she called. Okay, sure. Well, Eugene Levy's still going to be there.
Well, we knew that.
Dude, Wayne Newton's going to be there.
Well, it's got to be good.
And Sherman Hemsley. George Jefferson himself.
Still alive.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
And working with Tara Reid. Go, boy.
Huh.
Yeah.
From io9.com, enough with all the rumors of a Buffy revival already. Sarah Michelle Gellar has just managed to stake that idea for at least a year by announcing she's preggers.
Oh.
People magazine reports that a source close to Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr., whom Hulk wants, has confirmed that the couple are expecting a baby this fall, putting to rest the idea she was about to pick up her slaying boots again anytime in the near future.
Those boots are made for slaying.
Evidently.
So, sir, the tabletop game Monsterpocalypse?
It's supposed to be good.
You know who's coming to that?
No.
Voltron.
Yes!
Ed Grabanowski has the news at Robot
what?
Viking. Grabanowski, it looks like it says. Just hush.
Watch
the Voltron license is pretty brilliant. Instead of just one monster, you've got an iconic hero force and assortment of genetically engineered robeasts. How will they tie the Voltron... That's what they were called, was robeasts. How will they tie the Voltron mythology into the Monsterpocalypse timeline?
I don't know!
The current adventures of Guard do not take place in the days of long ago. The Galaxy Alliance was based on Earth. Maybe Alliance representatives will come to Earth and offer Voltron's help defending against a new horrible menace.
Mm.
They also wonder where you get the Lion Voltron, or where you get the crappy vehicle one.
I don't know.
But they're like, the Galaxy Alliance faction might need two robots, so I'm guessing that you get both.
Nice!
Dual robot-on-robot action,
oh, hell
baby!
Yeah.
Can't stop it.
No, not if you tried. You want to do this or you want me to do
it? I got this.
All right.
Geek Radio Daily. Shut up.
Licensed
under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Yeah. Go check out this weekly, won't you? We talked about Douglas Adams. It's awesome. Check out the site for the social geek working, geekradiodaily.com. Stop by Cafe Press, get yourself some panties, and drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress. All of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
Tell you my story, man. Last year, I was insane for this crazy little eighth grade bitch.
Okay? Crazy, insane?
Insane?
Crazy? I was nuts for the woman, man. Now you gotta believe me. I'm telling the truth here. I'm speaking to you. I mean, I was nuts for the girl. And what did it to me was these big titties she had. For a 13-year-old girl, man, she would not have to worry about no titties for the rest of her life, boy. You know, she was set and she was looking good, son.
That's the truth, baby.
I called every night for like a month. I mean, I'm talking devotion, man.
Every damn night?
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with
on
you.
On the telephone?
This boy talking about on the telephone, man.
Explain it, what's to that? You.